This is a milestone ride for Roswell. How long has this been going on?
Yeah, so this year is year 30 for us. The event started back in 1996 with 1,000 riders raising $100,000, and this year we are closing in on our $6 million goal with over 7,000 riders.
And this event has just grown over the past 30 years. How much has it grown as far as not just the number of riders, but the number of different trails?
Yeah, so we actually have 9 different options for our riders to choose from these days. They range from just 4 miles to 100 miles. So it really allows everyone the opportunity to participate. And we have people of all ages. And so the event has just continued to grow and evolve. We have a ride that goes through Canada, which was really brand new a couple years back. So we continue to innovate and try and offer opportunities for the whole community to get involved and be a part of it.
The activities actually start on Friday afternoon. Please tell us about that.
Yes, on Friday we have our Celebration of Hope. Our Celebration of Hope really has come to life over the last 10 to 15 years, and really what that is it's about talking about the impact. It's about bringing the community together and really talking about why we're here. And so we have our parade of teams, which features our top teams that fundraise so hard. We have our Peloton that brings the spirit of the ride from Roswell Park to the University at Buffalo. The riders that participate in that are our top fundraisers. Then we have our processional, which is our doctors, our researchers, our nurses, the care team, alongside our patients and survivors. They walk in based upon the type of cancer that they have. And then we light the torch, and that really signifies the kickoff of Ride Weekend. And this year, our torch is being lit by Mitch Flynn, and it's really all about the community and the community that has supported us for 30 years coming together to really do amazing things.
The funds that have been raised in the Ride for Roswell over the years, how has that gone to help Roswell research and find treatments and maybe cures for cancer?
Yeah, so the research and patient care programs that the ride supports, we're really fortunate the community has supported the ride, and this year we're over $86 million raised since inception. And it helps kind of two different ways. It helps patient care programs, so it's helping the current patients that are going through treatment, and then the research side of things. So the funds are going towards the most pressing needs. So it's the clinical trials that are cutting edge, that is what makes Roswell super unique and really important here locally in our community and around the world. It's also helping our seed funding. So we have our researchers that have an idea, and they want to see where it can go. And so the ride helps fund those ideas, get them off the ground, and grow them. And for every dollar that the ride donates towards research, our researchers, when they go out and get the next level of funding from a national source, that turns into $23.
And then on Saturday, the ride itself begins, and UB will be a central part of it.
Yes, UB, the University of Buffalo's North Campus, is where most of our rides take place. There's 9 different options. The Canada route does start down at Roswell Park and finishes up at the University at North Buffalo. But on Saturday, the routes go out as early as 6 a.m., and then our riders start to come back onto campus around usually 8:39 a.m. and continue to flow back to campus up until 3 in the afternoon.
And I know that the riders are all lined up, but how many volunteers are you still looking for Friday and Saturday?
We can always use more volunteers. If someone is interested in volunteering, you can call 716-THE-RIDE. And our volunteers, we have over 1,000 volunteers that help put on this event. Volunteers have been out at the University at Buffalo all week helping us set up. And then there's volunteers all over the campus and then out on the routes. There's over 365 miles of routes that happen between our 9 different routes, and volunteers are helping, cheering our riders on all throughout the 4 counties that we cover. We're still looking for donations. Our riders would love donations. If you're interested in making a donation to a rider that you know, you can visit rideforroswell.org.